your Raptors game day preview.
This is your Raptors game day preview for December the 5th as the 14-6 Raptors host the 13-5 Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm Rob Wong. You can follow me on Twitter at WongSN590. The Raptors, red hot of late, winners of six in a row, will try to hand Cleveland a fourth straight loss as the Cavs have given up at least 108 points in their last four games. This game could potentially impact the playoff picture at the end of the year, as a Raptors loss would mean Toronto would not have home court advantage should the two teams finish tied with the same record at the end of the season. Head coach Dwayne Casey says that does add some extra incentive for tonight's game.
Yes, it does. It puts a little bit more importance on that game, more so than normally would, you know, if it's a tie, you know. So, again, if we lose, it's not the end of the world because you have the rest of the season to – they have the rest of the season that they have to go. So, but, again, that puts a little bit more importance on it.
DeMar DeRozan agrees that this game has some importance, even though it's only December the 5th.
So that definitely goes into play, you know, even without thinking that, you know, we lost to them twice before already. That was close in games that we could have had. And, you know, with another opportunity with us playing them, you know, we just want to try to redeem ourselves and understand, you know, we could get this win, you know, and whatever else comes with it.
The Raptors' offense has been on fire recently. Toronto is now up to second in the NBA in offensive efficiency, sitting just behind the Golden State Warriors. Damari Carroll, though, thinks it's the defense that has fueled the offense.
We've been playing passing lanes, getting the ball off the rim, and we've been running. And you got four guys scattering out at three-point line, and one guy, they got a double team. You know, I think it's making our offense more fluent and we're not really coming down running a lot of sets like we used to. We're just playing basketball, and I feel like our defense is really helping our offense.
While the Raptors will have to contend with the three-headed monster of LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love, James says Cleveland will have their hands full with the Raptors' dynamic duo of Lowry and DeRozan.
Those two guys, their usage rates are very high, and they have the ball a lot in their hands, so you can't really stop them. You can contain them as much as possible. You got to keep bodies in front of them. You got to keep two guys around them at all the time, and also just have a lot of, you know, great communication. So, you know, it's in order for us to do that. You know, we have to go out and, you know, our coaching staff will give us a great game plan like they try to do every night, and it's up to us to execute that.
Lowry especially has been on a roll, shooting 62.5% from three-point range over his last six games.
One to watch.
Now time for One to Watch, the segment where I give you one player from the opposing team that I think will have a big impact on the game, and today I'm going with Kevin Love. The Cavaliers forward has always been a matchup nightmare for Toronto, and this year it's been no different as Love is averaging 18.5 points and 11.5 rebounds in two games against the Raptors this season.
Did you know?
Did you know, with tonight's appearance, DeMar DeRozan will tie Morris Peterson for the franchise lead in games played by a Raptor with 542. Tip-off tonight at the Air Canada Centre is just after 7:30. I'm Rob Wong. You can follow me on Twitter at WongSN590. This has been your Raptors Game Day Preview.